Today, we pay our respects to the end of an era here in Los Angeles. There is a special school board election today, and if you went to your neighborhood polling place to cast your vote, well, I hope you enjoyed your experience. From now on, you can either vote by mail, as many of us do already, or go to a voting center scattered around the county. No more walking around the corner to a local church, school, or a neighbor's home. Well, to help say goodbye, I'm joined by Kevin Roderick for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Larry.
So first off, why the change?
Well, a couple of years ago, elections officials around the state and the Democrats in the legislature wanted to upgrade the way we vote here in California, and including here in Los Angeles County. You know, they wanted to bring in new voting machines, voting technology that would help keep elections secure and allow them to count the votes faster. And in order to do that, they did make the decision, instead of buying thousands of these new machines to put out at our small local polling places, they would just buy hundreds of these machines, put them in voting centers, and ask people to come to voting centers to vote, or push you toward voting by mail, as you said, like many of us already do.
All right. So right now, how many polling places are there spread out across the county? And when this change goes into effect, how will that number change?
Well, let's say there's approximately thousands on a general election where there's the most. You know, it varies by election. But on a big election, there are thousands across Los Angeles County. That will be consolidated into hundreds of pop-up centers that will be in different locations around the county. So what's really changing is you don't have this little local place in your neighborhood that you go every 2 years or every 4 years that you're able to walk to and see your neighbors. They're going to be larger collections of centers scattered in probably more in commercial areas of the county. Just a little bit less of a neighborhood feel, a little bit more of a bureaucratic feel. But again, the easy way around all of that is to send in your ballot by mail.
So I can imagine for a lot of people who love the grassroots feeling of showing up somewhere to vote, I know I do and have in the past, rather than mailing in their ballot, this could be a sad day for many.
And I think it is for a lot of people. Because I've been talking to people about this change has been coming for the last year and a half or so. One, I find a lot of people don't know about it. And the other is they are sad about the idea they're just going to miss that feeling they get of going and, you know, say hello to people who you know. And I know when my daughter voted for the first time, it was a big thing for her to go to a polling place and see her neighbors and join in the process that she'd just been observing as a child before. So I think a lot of people are going to miss that. And I know when I tell them about this new system, they can't believe it, and they're a little disappointed.
Yeah, I know when I went to my polling place last time we were talking earlier, I ran into somebody in my neighborhood who I hadn't seen for a couple of years, and we kind of said hello, and it was actually a very nice thing. Okay, so it is a bit sad, but what is the upside?
Well, I think election officials say the upside will be the new voting machines will replace the, you know, the inking system that we've been using here for a while. It will allow them to spread this new technology around for lesser cost than, again, buying thousands of machines. Now, the promise is also, well, maybe they'll be able to count votes a little faster. You know, sometimes it takes weeks before we get to the actual end result in elections here in Los Angeles County. I think that's a promise we'll wait to see if they are able to deliver on that. Good government people around the state, they say that this is a welcome reform that's going to make elections more secure, more modern, and perhaps that's true. But again, you have to think about, is there something being lost when we lose this connection to our neighborhoods?
All right, so maybe a chance to meet some new neighbors at some of these centers, I guess.
There's that way to look at it as well.
All right, so when is the next election? When will people really notice this change?
Well, the next big election in Los Angeles County is next March, you know, the presidential primary and a lot of the statewide races. That's really going to be the first big test of this new system and see how people take to it, see how efficiently it runs. And I'll be curious to see how it turns out.
All right, Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Larry.